You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
What's up, San Diego? And a happy Friday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. He's Frank Borchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. Let's get this thing off and running on a Friday. Last night, okay, kind of a fun sports day for, well, at least not San Diego fans. They have to worry about too many things. It's interesting to watch how everything played out yesterday in the sports world. Personally, there's a lot going on. At the end of yesterday's show, I went to practice, we had a walkthrough, watched a little bit of the freshman football game. At Cathedral, freshman team. Freshmen had a doubleheader yesterday. They had two freshman teams at Cathedral. So one of them, the first game was our gold team versus Point Loma. The second game was the red team and St. Augustine. I don't know the results of that. I left in the right before halftime of the first game because I had to get down to USD. And USD had volleyball last night. Congrats to Jen Petrie and the USD Toreros last night. Improved to 5-0 in West Coast Conference play. They knocked off Portland in three sets, made quick work of the Portland Pilots. San Diego is now, they've had like some insane numbers against Portland. They've won 68 times against the Pilots and have lost 9 times. That's pretty remarkable. I mean, that's domination right there. And they're on a 17 straight win streak against the Portland Pilots, and 15 of those games have been sweeps, by the way. How about that for a fun fact on a Friday, Frank, when it comes to women's volleyball?
Very fun.
That's not where I'm going to make the show, though. We had college games last night. We had NFL games last night. An NFL game last night. We had hockey is back. Unfortunately, tough 3-1 loss for the Anaheim Ducks. We're off to a great start. Love to see it. San Diego Goals start tonight. That's neither here nor there. But with everything going on, it was tough for me to obviously watch and dive into some of the sports that were going on throughout the country. Throughout professional sports, college sports, we had a lot of stuff on yesterday. And I was getting texts from multiple people about multiple games. Frank was obviously locked into the Giants game. He might be a newfound believer in the New York football Giants.
I was not locked into the Giants game.
You were locked into the Giants game.
I was working on the show and then wanted to check and see the score. And I saw the Giants were up by 10 in the third quarter. I'm like, please don't make me watch this game. All right, I'm watching the game. Second play, after I start watching, Jackson Dart gets hurt. I'm like, can I have one nice thing? I just watched the Islanders lose. Can I have one nice thing, please?
Well, I'm going to say you're locked in because you're texting me and I'm trying to call a ball game. So we're going to say you're locked in.
Which I apologize for.
So Frank's texting me about the Giants game and the Eagles. I got friends texting me about the Dodgers and the Phillies. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I mean, that was a fiasco for Philadelphia. But I want to look at just yesterday for the city of Philadelphia. And honestly, what a 2 weeks it's been for the city of Philadelphia. The city of Philadelphia, now, when you talk about college teams, like I think a lot of the people in Philly are probably Penn State fans. It really started with James Franklin. I mean, it could be James Franklin's fault. It started with losing to Oregon 2 weeks ago in overtime in Happy Valley. Apparently, that just ruined the sports scene for the state of Pennsylvania, specifically the ones that reside in Philly. And here's the deal. I don't like really dancing on the grave of fan bases, but I'm going to tell you right now, I enjoyed watching last night, and I know it was at the expense of my Padres love having to see the Dodgers celebrate another BS way to win. But you know what? It couldn't have happened to a better city and a better group of people than Phillies fans and Philadelphia people in general. Last night, I haven't tuned in, but I might have to take a peep over at WIP, our sister station in Philadelphia, to listen to the carnage that is going on right now in Philadelphia. So last night, the Philadelphia Phillies lose in such a gut-wrenching way. I mean, I just watched it again. They just showed it again on television on MLB Network. Kirkland zoos the ball over the head of JT Realmuto, who's pointing to first base, throw it to first. There's two outs in the inning. He gets the ground ball he needs with the bases loaded, and instead of throwing it to first base, guy throws it into the stands, and the Dodgers come around to win. Gut-wrenching. Absolutely gut-wrenching if you're a Phillies fan. It's sickening to watch the Dodgers be able to take advantage of that. It's obviously sickening. But you know what? It was kind of enjoyable to see Phillies fans upset. These people are not great. I mean, when I went to Philly, everybody there was an insert your own word here. Everybody. The people in the hotels, the people working the place. I mean, it was just such a miserable town. And everybody had to throw their jabs at you for no reason. You just had to be ready to, like, start S-talking just to survive the city of Philly. We're tough. We're Philly. All that stuff. To see them just collapse like that. Ugh. The enjoyment. So they get that. They lose. They get eliminated from the playoffs. What a failure of a season for Philadelphia and the Phillies, who won the division and got a first round bye. And we'll see ya. Then You get to tune in to Thursday Night Football. Fantastic. The beginning of the end for the Eagles is near with the way that they played against the New York Giants. New York Giants, they're a fun team. They're young. They have athletic players. It's going to be a new era with Jackson Dart. I think Jackson Dart's going to be a good quarterback in the National Football League. Cam Scataboo's big for the Giants right now. The Giants go out there and kick the Eagles' ass 34-17. Jalen Hurts having to throw the football, not a winning solution because he's not a great passer. Guy's had the best team around him for the last 3 to 4 years and one of the best offensive lines and defensive lines in the National Football League. They looked okay in their first couple of games. They had the benefit of the doubt in special teams against the Rams. They improved to 4-0 to get things started. They've looked very beatable the last 2 weeks. And the defense could not get off the field. And the Giants, who looked awful against the Saints, go out there and bludgeon the Eagles last night 34-17. Just keep kicking them while they're down. And then on top of that, not that anybody really cares. Maybe some people in Philly care. But the Philadelphia Flyers also took a fat L last night. And what did Frank, what did you say? It's their first home opener loss in like 17 times or something crazy like that?
They were, in their last 10 years, they were 8-0-2 on opening night. So this is their first regulation loss on opening night in 11 years.
They lose on opening night. Eagles get embarrassed by the Giants on Thursday Night Football. Phillies exit the playoffs in the most embarrassing fashion possible. And I feel bad for the kid that was the pitcher. I mean, it's not great. But for Phillies fans, I don't feel bad for you. Okay, Philadelphia people, I don't feel bad for you. You're running your mouth all the time. I always have to listen all the time about Philly Eagles fans. Like, hey, you know the Eagles pulled their starters against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? Yeah, all right, cool. Just be careful what you wish for. What an embarrassing night for the city of Philadelphia. Hilarious. I'm laughing at their pain. Couldn't happen to a better group of individuals. Laughing at their pain. Eagles fly. Still go Birds, though? Really? Still go Birds? Phillies? World Series bound? Brutal. Absolutely brutal. I want to know who's calling into WIP today. I mean, that's probably such a fun day. They're probably, I'm telling you right now, I texted Adam last night, I said, what a record ratings day it's going to be on Sports Talk Radio in Philadelphia today. Just people bitching and moaning all day long. What a night for the city of Philadelphia. It was almost historical, Frank, except for the fact that it had been done before. There has been a time in which a city's hockey team has lost the same night as the city's football team has lost, and the same day that their baseball team got eliminated from the playoffs. It has happened before.
What city did that?
Philadelphia, back in the 70s. Nobody's great at losing all three at the same time than Philadelphia. The city of brotherly love. The city of we just get embarrassed all the time on the same day. It's phenomenal. I love it. It's great. I didn't even look at that. The good thing the 76ers weren't playing last night. Unless they lost the preseason games?
Yeah, they're going preseason right now.
I wonder if they did lose a preseason game last night. Yeah. I'd like to, if they did, it'd be hilarious. It would just put icing on the cake.
I think there was only two.
No, they play tonight, the Sixers do. I hope they lose to the Magic tonight. That'd be just hilarious. They're 0-2 in the preseason. Not that it matters. I want to know who's, I'm sure the phone calls today in Philadelphia are strictly about the Phillies and the Eagles. I want to know the one guy that's calling in complaining about the start to the Flyers season. Read the room, buddy. What a hilarious night for people that hate the city of Philadelphia.
I mean, we almost, we threw around the idea of starting the show with, guys, welcome in. We are not going to be able to we're not going to be able to create any more entertaining content. So here's four uninterrupted hours of WIP.
WIP in Philadelphia.
Here is just four uninterrupted hours of what's happening in Philadelphia, because we are not beating this.
That's amazing. I love it. I love it. Fly, Eagles, fly, right? Go, Birds. Fighting Phils. Taking some fat L's. Add Penn State in there. It's been a rough 2 weeks for the city of Philly. It's been a rough 2 weeks for the city of Philly.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a nicer place.
All right, let's think about this for a second. So they in the last 2 weeks on the calendar, the Phillies won one game, right? They won one game?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's their only win, because the Eagles have lost twice in a row. Penn State's lost twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And the Phillies have lost three times. I mean, they have one win. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're 1-7 in their last 8 games for the city of Philadelphia. That might continue.
And then there's the Sixers.
And the Sixers are 0-2-2 in the preseason. Add that to the list. They're 1-10 in their last 11 games played as a city. Oh, plus the Flyers. Forgot about the Flyers. So they're 1-11. The last 12 games, the city of Philly and their fans, the teams that they support, have played. They are 1-12. The only one carrying the torch right now are the Penn Quakers in football. And I know that because we have a Don on the Ty Cortez plays for Penn, and they've been doing a pretty good job. So the Penn Quakers are holding it down right now for Philly. How about that? What happened last night in that particular game? Well, we'll play the highlight for you with a low light, and we'll talk about NLDS Game 4, how the Dodgers outlasted the Phillies 2-1. We'll also hear from Kirkering after. I'm going to say this. I'm not going to make fun of Kirkering, because that's uncalled for. That guy knows how... I mean, I don't even want to know what he feels like right now. I want to laugh at all the Phillies fans instead. Not Kirkering. I'm laughing at the Phillies fans. We'll hear what Kirkering had to say after yesterday's game, as well as we recap the NLDS Game 2. Coming up later on the show, we're going to talk more about the MLB playoffs, early exits, and what the offseason looks like for the teams that have been eliminated. Padres signed a Taiwanese pitcher yesterday during our show, but why something that came out of this news matters a lot to the Padres. We'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll get you a preview of the Aztecs and Nevada in the noon hour. Some big games that impact the college football playoff race as well. High school football week 7. Got a lot of great games throughout the county we'll talk about in the noon hour. And the 1 o'clock hour, we'll get you the NFL whip around. We'll talk more about the Giants and the Eagles. And Drake Hills will join us live from Eugene. He's up there for Oregon and Indiana. Huh? How about that? We'll get that update plus everything you need to know about soccer on Soccer 101 with Drake Hills to finish up the show. Jam-packed. If you want to join the show today, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Brayden Suprenant Show, off and running. San Diego Summit Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Somebody in the YouTube chat goes, who has the better chance to beat LA, Brew Crew or the Baby Bears? Trying to decide who to root for. Well, the Brew Crew are 6-0 against the Dodgers this season. Take that information with what you want.
What you will. Okay?
Maybe that means the Dodgers are due. Maybe that means the Dodgers have no chance. I don't know. I mean, does it really matter? Take that information with what it's worth, you know, for what it's worth. Frog and the Dog. I love this, by the way. Frog and the Dog. So funny. Every time Cole Brooks puts that in there, I get a laugh. I get a little chuckle. I get a little heh heh. Every single time. All right. Back to the Braden Supreme Show. Welcome back. Let's talk about last night's Dodgers game. Dodgers and Phillies. By the way, as much as it's fun to make fun of the Phillies, it is sickening to watch the Dodgers win like that. Is it not? That is such a Dodgers win. It's so sickening to watch.
Yeah, it's how I feel watching. It's how I feel watching AC Milan most times, because they win with in ridiculous, stupid fashions like that. Also,
what somebody in the chat said? Are the Phillies the Yankees of the National League? Spend a lot of money, always disappointing in the playoffs.
That's fair.
I think it's a very fair comparison. Phillies and Yankees, kind of the same team. All right, let's talk about last night in this particular instance, okay? We have chaos in the 11th inning. Do you have the highlight?
I do have the highlight ready to go.
We're going to get to it. Here's the situation. You got bases loaded, two outs, in a 1-1 game in the 11th inning. On the mound is Orion Kerkering. He's facing Andy Páez. Again, any out, and you get to the 12th inning. Pitching was outstanding for the Phillies all afternoon long against the Los Angeles Dodgers. They got the double earlier in the contest to take a 1-0 lead, and then a little bit of a shaky response by the Phillies. Johan Duran actually walked in the game-tying run facing Mookie Betts. What a disciplined at-bat Mookie had, by the way. I've seen that at-bat with Padres stars. You know what they do? They swing out of their shoes. What a great at-bat for Mookie Betts. Walked in a run. Johan Duran did a good job, though. He got out of the bases-loaded jam, only surrendering one. That got you to the extra innings. Both teams couldn't score after that until you got to the 11th inning. So as I mentioned before, the bases are loaded. There's two outs. It's a tie game, 1-1 in the bottom of the 11th. One pitch by Kerkering, and all of a sudden, the Phillies could be out of the inning and getting ready to play the 12th. Here's what happened.
No balls and a strike. Páez breaks his bat. Kerkering, gotta find it. Throws to the plate. Oh my goodness! He throws it away! And the Dodgers have won! The Dodgers win!
All right, cut it off. I don't want to hear any more of that. If I have to hear I Love LA, I might vomit. The Dodgers win on a broken bat, ground ball to Kerkering on the mound. Kirk right now in a difficult situation. Playoff game. Guy has to find the ball in front of him. And he quickly is trying to find the ball. And he's quickly trying to figure out, what do I do? Where do I go? What's going on? He grabs the ball, and he's trying to get the ball out as quickly as possible, which is fair. He throws, he zoos it into the stands, basically. I mean, it goes to the backstop. I mean, at that point in time, there's no way, like, they were never going to get the guy out. JT Realmuto, as the ball is hit towards Kirkering, is pointing to first. He's got his mask off. He's pointing to first. He's probably yelling to 1-1-1. Kirkering definitely doesn't hear him. I mean, it's a playoff game. There's a lot going on. It's utter chaos out there. He's pointing to first. Throw it to first. Throw it to first. He throws it to first, which, by the way, he's got Pajes by a mile. It's not Pajes is not really sprinting out of the box. He decides to go home with it. I don't know if he lost how many outs there were or whatever it was. He throws home. Hyesung Kim, who pinch ran for injured Tommy Edman, because Tommy Edman had a bad ankle, raced home and was able to score. Now, he didn't touch home plate the first time. He had to come back and touch it. And the Dodgers walk it off and clinch the series 3-1. Obviously not Kirkering's fault. What a terrible situation for the young man. Funny situation for all the Phillies fans out there. Terrible situation for Kirkering. Here's what Orion Kirkering had to say after the game.
Shit off my foot. Just kind of, once the pressure got to me, I just thought it was a faster throw than JT, a little quicker throw than trying to spot it at the Bryce. So, yeah, just throw.
Yeah. Did you hear them calling, telling you to go to first at all, or were you just in the moment that it wasn't even...
Just in the moment.
Yeah.
Can you see JT pointing in that moment, or is it just kind of looking up?
Just kind of looking up, just be ready again.
I mean, a lot of guys have never done it. One of the first ones there, just what the guys say to you in that moment?
Just keep your head up. It's an honest mistake. Just, it's baseball. Happens, and just keep your head up. You'll be good for a long time to come. It's not my fault. Just that opportunity to score. Just keep your head up. It means a lot. It shows they care a lot. Just means everything for sure.
I'm sure a lot of guys in here have had moments early in their career that, you know, they kind of remember very vividly. How much do you think you can use this kind of in the off season to for good?
For sure. Yeah, the wall with a tennis ball for sure. But, just kind of keep going with it. It's hopefully it started a long career. Just keep back in my head of this really sucks right now, but hopefully keep pushing and get over this hump. Keep pushing.
I feel for that kid. I really do. I mean, I agree with Army Man Henry in the chat. I feel like he forgot how many outs there were. To be honest with you, that's like the only thing that makes any sense was he forgot how many outs there were.
He's trying to go for a 1-2-3 double play.
Well, just, or trying to get the lead out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With less than two outs. I mean, if there's less than two outs and he throws it to first, then the game's over anyway. He totally forgot how many outs there were. And you're in the heat of the moment. You're like, oh, got to go home with it, right? You know, he knew that was the winning run at third base. I guess the other thing, too, is, you know, when you're in a moment like that, and you're on the road, and you're going against, you know, your season is on the line, right? Your season is on the line. Even if he knew how many outs there were, the ball goes off your foot, so you don't field it cleanly. You're trying to find it, and then you're trying to figure out, where do I go with it? You know the winning run is coming in to score. Natural instinct is, let me get the guy out that's running home. Everybody that said, like, you got to go to first, got to go to first, that's stuff that he's got to be thinking about before it happens. Now, for pitchers, it might be different. And as a pitcher, you're trying to, like, you're thinking about pitches to get this guy out. You're not thinking about, like, if the ball's hit to me, what am I going to do? Like an infielder would be able to do. But he went up there and he talked to the media about it. It's a tough situation for the kid. Sucks to see. And they picked him up, as they should. Now, I think the situation's different than what Amari DiMercato did on Sunday. This is a higher stakes deal. Higher stakes of it's a playoff game. Season's on the line. And this was a regular play that he made a mistake on, but it wasn't like a showboat made a mistake. It wasn't a super stupid mistake. It was an unfortunate play in a big spot. Amari DiMercato was going to put the game on ice and decided to drop the ball. And I'm telling you, I watched that play 15 times on Sunday. That ball was not stripped out of his arm. He dropped it before the end zone. That is stupid. That is foolish. That is selfish. Look how cool I am scoring a touchdown. So the way that Jonathan Gannon handled it with being super irate about it. Now, the physicality down there needs to be a little bit addressed, but I guess it's okay if Travis Kelce, you know, pushes Andy Reid. I guess that's fine. Should never be fine, either of them. But those are two totally different situations. Now, looking at last night, I mean, again, it's sickening to see the Dodgers win like that. But you got to feel bad for Kirkering after that particular play. I mean, he's going to, and that's the last play of the year. He's going to have to think about that for the entire offseason. That's the downside of sports sometimes. That's the downside of it. That's what comes with the territory of being a professional athlete. That's a tough play right there, Frank.
Yeah, and this is where I'm proud to be a New York sports fan.
Here we go.
Because at least I have no problem saying I feel awful for that kid. You would never catch a Philadelphia or a Boston fan feeling the same way. I feel awful for that kid. He's in pre-arb right now. Phillies have him under control until 2030. That is a play that is going to haunt him, not just this entire offseason, but if he does nothing throughout his entire career, that is going to be a play that haunts him for the rest of his life. That is a big moment. And again, that's not a mental lapse. That was a pure scramble.
Mm-hmm.
He is scrambling to try to get an out. He knows he needs to get an out. As you said, he knows the winning run's coming. He is in full-on panic, full-on scramble mode at that point. And he did what he thought was right at the time. And as he said, he kind of blacked out. Didn't hear anyone, didn't see anything. His focus was find ball, get out at home. And I said it to you right as Kirkring's post-game presser was happening. Even the cameraman was expecting that ball to go to first.
Game cam was already ready to pan to first base.
It was already set up for an out at first. And that's, I mean, just a god-awful feeling for him.
I feel bad for him, and as Cole Brooks said in the chat, and you know Philly fans are super nice and supportive and probably won't send him any rude messages.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah,
that, exactly.
At least that won't happen.
This is why they deserve the day that they got yesterday. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll talk more about the game when we come back. We'll talk a little bit about, as well, the divisional game tonight. Game 5. Tigers, Mariners. Winner gets to take on the Blue Jays in the ALCS. We'll discuss that as we continue on the Brayton Suprenet Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Do the fan. A fun day of sports yesterday. NLDS Game 4 was a thriller. Dodgers and Phillies. Feel bad for Kirkering. This marked yesterday just the second postseason series in MLB history to end on a walk-off error, the only other time being the 2016 ALDS, Blue Jays and Rangers, when Josh Donaldson scored on a Rougned Odor wild throw. I remember that series vividly because I was working for TCU football. Most people were Rangers fans, and I remember finishing practice and going into the video room where the game was on and getting updates on my headset for the Rangers. So I bought in, rooting for the Rangers or the Blue Jays, and that was the series that had the Jose Bautista bat flip. The shot that heard round the world on that Jose Bautista bat flip. We talked about the aftermath of yesterday's game. Kirkering, quote, "Once the pressure got to me, I just thought there was a faster throw to JT, so just a horse bleep throw." It was. Kim, who scored the winning run, said he ran for his life. It was a pitcher's duel yesterday. I mean, don't take away the fact that Tyler Glasnow and Christopher Sanchez were in a duel. Glasnow, 6 innings, no earned runs, 8 strikeouts in his first postseason start for L.A. Christopher Sanchez, 6 1/3, 1 earned run, kept pace in a duel. Roky Sasaki had 3 perfect innings in relief. Alex Vesia was scoreless, had a scoreless 11th to set up the walk-off. Phillies bullpen, Johan Duran walking in a run to tie it, ultimately led to a Kirkering throwing of the ball away in extra innings. Both clubs combined for 22 strikeouts and just 1 extra base hit. A classic postseason grind, pitching nerves, and a game of inches. Max Muncy had this quote: "That was a heavyweight battle. You can't count out the Dodgers. That was a badass game." That makes me sick. 11th walk-off in Dodgers postseason history. First since Freddie Freeman's Game 1 Grand Slam in the 2024 World Series. Back-to-back NLCS appearances in 8th in 13 years. Some sustained success for the LA Dodgers. Dave Roberts said, "This to say it was a war, it was a battle, instant classic. LA now awaits the winner of the Brewers and Cubs series, which will happen tomorrow as they go the distance to Game 5. tonight is Game 5 in the American League. We'll talk about it in just a second. Let's get out to Brandon in Carlsbad. Brandon, you're on the Braden Cipreta Show. What's going on, man?
Well, guys, I realized I had a little cutoff yesterday, and I apologize.
All good, brother.
The first time in my history since the days of good old Coach and Terry here, guys. I tell you what, I haven't been cut off since the CIF playoffs. anyhow, I just want to say, you guys and Frank, thanks for an awesome Padres season of keeping us hyped up. I mean, you guys look at, as much as I love to hype up, you guys know I'm a coach as well, strength conditioning specialist. You know, it's reciprocal, right? We hold each other accountable, and we call out what we believe to be the variable or the truth within sport and competition or as a fan. And it's been one hell of a season. Obviously, it didn't end the way we want. I'm just going to throw out a couple things, might even be off the cuff on how great it was to – we made it back to the postseason. Okay, Braden, I got a question for you because I don't know it offhand, and for you, Frank. How many times in the past five seasons have we made the postseason?
Well, we made four of the last 6 years, so probably, what, four of the last five, maybe?
Yeah, so how many of those times did we make an NLCS? Once?
Once.
Right, that was against, what, Philly, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so my thing is this. We could still be that great team that just doesn't even make a wild card round. So I'm trying to look at that. I get it. There's like, who's going, who's staying, what's up with Fernando Tatis? Is he going to pull his head out? What, you know? So for me, it's that variable that at least we're getting there. And I still think we have a coaching staff and a squad, but we definitely need to start getting to some World Series. I'm right there, man. I'm 47. I'm tired of this almost BS, and the fans deserve it. The Fry faithful out there deserve it. And, Braden, you deserve it too, brother. You know, I'm third generation, you're fourth generation, and that's all we got left, man. I mean, okay, we got the soccer team, we got the goals, but that's it, boys. God bless you, and God bless America.
I appreciate it, Brandon. Guy got ran yesterday, dropping an S word on the show. He was fired up yesterday. It's a couple of things that Brandon talked about that we can go play. I mean, it's kind of hit and miss, right? Like, you want to be, you know, it's that balance you have of understanding that you have accomplished good things and having the appreciation of it could be worse than it is, right? The positivity, Frank, of we were able to make the playoffs. Only six teams in the National League are able to do that, right? I mean, that's still a positive. But at the same time, it's the drive to be better than just that. You know, I look at, and I don't really like talking about myself in terms of accolades because I always want the next thing. And when I get to the next level, wherever it is, whether it be like the way I've worked up to this particular spot or whatever, I'm always thinking about the next move and how, what gets me to the next level because I want to be the best I can be in my particular field. And I had a conversation one time with one of my teachers at TCU when I was calling the TCU-USD game on the road in Texas with the Toreros. You know, frustrated of where I was at career-wise and where I wanted to be. And he said, I know you want it tomorrow, but it takes time, it takes effort. And the reality of the situation is you have accomplished all these great things that you don't even appreciate because you're still focused on going to the next thing. And it needs to be a little bit of a balance. So yes, as much as, and we're going to talk about that in a second. There's a balance between being satisfied and appreciative, but also like wanting the next thing. I mean, I want to be like the next thing tomorrow, right? Thinking about like future career deals, right? I my favorite thing to do is play-by-play. I want to be a play-by-play guy. I want that tomorrow. You know, being Monday Night Football's play-by-play, that's not necessarily a dream. I'm going to use that as an example. Being the Monday Night Football play-by-play guy, I want it tomorrow. That doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow. But at the same time, got to understand the situation of like what I've been able to accomplish. That's just personally me. I think a lot of people can think about that in their own lives. you just got that promotion at work. It's the next step in your growing process of trying to, you know, achieve the dreams and goals that you want. And so when you just got that promotion, you want the next thing, and you don't take the time to appreciate what you have also accomplished. But at the same time, you don't want to be the person that gets stuck and just gets complacent and goes, well, I've accomplished all these great things. I'm so great. It's an interesting mix. So right now, I feel the Padres are in that mix right now. I think you can look as a Padres fan and understand that they have accomplished some great things. Going to the playoffs for the last 6 years for an organization that has never been able to do that is accomplishing a great thing. Making the NLCS one of those times is accomplishing a great thing. There's a lot of good things to be positive about. And I think that's where a lot of people get confused between the people that want the Padres to win a World Series tomorrow and the people that say, hey, look, we still made the playoffs. I guess you could talk a little bit about the glass half full, glass half empty. But the cool thing about it is the Padres understand that, yes, and the organization, you could tell from the John Seidler letter that they understand that the Padres, as them as an organization, have accomplished great things. They're selling out the ballpark every single night. That is a great thing. They are the talk of the town throughout San Diego in a sports world setting. That is a great thing. The Padres have made the playoffs for the last 6 years. That's a great thing. But at the same time, in John Seidler's letter that he sent out to season ticket holders, they want to not just make the playoffs, they want to win in the playoffs. And so that goes back to the wanting the next thing tomorrow. And so I think you have to be in a little bit of a place where you understand both things. Yes, they want to win the World Series tomorrow. Yes, we want it right now. But part of this process, and sometimes things don't go your way, and handling adversity, and it's going to come at eventually at a time. That's a little bit different in sports with competition, but I think you can look at it with your everyday life. I remember when I was working with Coach, he talked to, and I take this at heart. I think this is great advice, and I use this for a lot of different aspects in my life, and maybe this is just something that I believe in, and maybe other people have different opinions on the matter, but I remember he told Luis Patino at FanFest 1 year. He was talking to Luis Patino. I was there, part of the conversation. And Luis Patino could not wait to be pulled up to the major leagues. And, you know, he's kind of struggled since then. And he wanted to be there tomorrow. And Coach Quintero says, he goes on and he tells the kid, he's like, you will be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And I took that advice to heart. I mean, I still view a lot of my life like that. I view that with whatever my job may entail. I do that with wherever I may be living at the time. I mean, I work in an industry that you could get up and have to leave, like, immediately for the next job. A promotion comes about for another city, gone. Opportunity pops up for another spot, gone. All of a sudden, there's budget cuts, gone. You're packing up and moving everything. So that's part of the process. Relationships, same thing. You were supposed to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. And some people have that attitude. Some people don't. I mean, some people just don't believe in that particular deal. But I think when you look at the Padres, they rate it back to sports and what Brandon was talking about. Appreciate the time and what you've accomplished, but also have the goals set high for you to achieve success. And the Padres are right now in that position of, we understand that we have accomplished a lot, but now we want more. And we need to be an organization that wants more. And that starts from the top, and it works its way down. And I love the fact that the Padres at the top are saying those things. Just making the postseason isn't the thing that needs to be celebrated anymore. It's now winning in the postseason. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of years. You always could say, and a lot of older Padres fans, I see this all the time with like TCU football, because I started watching TCU football at like Rose Bowl on, where they had so many years that they were bad, and all the older alumni are always like, well, it's just way better than what it used to be. I understand that. I guess it could always be worse. Be appreciative of what you have, but also want the next thing. That's where I think the Padres are at right now, Frank.
Oh, I agree, and I can't tell you how many times I've had that same exact conversation with my uncle about wanting to be in this seat, wanting to be in that seat, wanting to be somewhere else, you know, tomorrow, because you think you're ready when in reality you may not be. But yeah, I mean, as far as stepping stone, this is, you have to be somewhere. The way I look at it, at least, is now, for me personally with this, it's, okay, I've got this. Now it's time to perfect this before moving on to the next thing. And I think the Padres have gotten to that point where they've, quote-unquote, perfected as much as you can in Major League Baseball, being a consistent contending team. Now they got to work towards the next thing. And I think that's kind of what John Seidler's message was, is we're not satisfied anymore with where we're at. Now we need to step it up.
And they have proven that they can be a consistent playoff contender. They have proven that now. It's not like, oh, here's 2 years and then back in the tank like it's been for the five decades of Padres baseball before this. Oh, here's a couple of blurps in the 90s. Gone. So Brandon set us up for a little interesting conversation right there. Hopefully you enjoyed it. When we come back, Phillies are out, Yankees are out, Reds, Guardians, Padres, Red Sox. What's next for all of those teams? We will talk about it. And the significance of the Padres signing a Taiwanese pitcher yesterday. We'll talk about who that is and why it's important in the next hour on the Brayden Suprenant Show. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.